And now, the rest of the story. You're piloting a plane in the winter, no matter how small and how maneuverable your craft is. You don't want to land in 800 acres of forest, nor even near it. But this pilot had to. March 17, 1987. Now, he knew the potential hazard of animals wandering onto the airstrip. Big woodland-type animals, like deer, and so on. But he had to land. So he did land, and it was a good landing. But then the pilot, on the ground, still speeding down the airstrip, looked up and saw it. Dead ahead on the runway, an 80-pound buck. No way to turn. No way to take off again. Not enough runway left. An instant later, there was a crunching crash. The deer never knew what hit him. The pilot made out better. He's fine now. Though his buddies still tease him once in a while, tell him you ought never to land near the woodland in the winter. But this is the rest of the story. Any of us who have flown into the Canadian bush more than once have had to abort a landing because of birds or animals on the remote airport runway. I remember once having thus to escape colliding with a timber wolf in Armstrong, Ontario. Well, deer are presently causing the major problem for some planes at one airport. So many deer that starting the first of this month, they are being trapped and they are being removed to national government property many miles away. And yet, despite the trappings, despite the fact that they are being rounded up and shipped out, the area deer are continuing to multiply faster than they can be caught and shipped out. Right now, there are 50, probably, maybe 65 of them living in the woodlands west of the airport. The herd is a real danger. And this is the evaluation of a spokesperson for the Department of Aviation. A real danger. Especially when snow covers the natural food supply in the woodlands. That's when the deer intrude on the airport. They like to browse alongside the runways and the taxiways. And it was at this same airport that the incident of which you have just learned occurred on St. Patrick's Day of this last year. 1987, St. Patrick's Day, an airplane collided with an 80-pound buck deer. I don't think I mentioned that the airplane was an airliner. It was a United Airlines 737 passenger jet. There were no injuries to passenger or crew, but there was more than $100,000 damage to the plane. Now, where is all of this happening? Where is this hazard? Where is this herd of wild deer, a menace to aircraft? Nope, not the Canadian Northwoods, not Alaska, not even up in Canada. No, the buck stops here, on the runways of the busiest airport in the world, O'Hare International Airport, Chicago. And now you know the rest of the story.